Well, it's Tuesday, February 23rd, and kind of waiting for Helix to do an update on their variants. But the interim, there's kind of breaking news. The first US UK variant, that's B117 with E484K, was released from Oregon. CDC had mentioned a case last week, but they declined to give the any details, including location, which included the state. This sequence came out late last night. It was part of a series of sequences that came out of Oregon, three of which were from elderly patients and labeled as being outbreak. All three samples were collected on February 6th, giving the appearance that the three sequences were from the same outbreak. And what was rather unusual was that although all three sequences were the B117 variant, each sequence was unique. One of them had the typical sequence, which included three deletions in the spike gene, as well as three deletions in the NSP6 and as well as a stop termination at position 27 in NS8. That's what the UK variants normally has. It also had the common mutations in the spike gene, including N501K and E618 or D618G. But the second sequence was slightly different. It was missing the third deletion, so the deletion in the spike gene that encodes the Y at position 144 was not deleted. It was present. So that's an unusual constellation. And then the third sequence had the E484K. It had the expected six deletions, deletions representing six amino acids in two different genes, but it did have the E484K, which is likely the sequence the CDC was referencing last week. The fact that all three had a different sequence suggests that there are combinations, and this is kind of what grew out in each patient. It's not unusual for viruses to exist in what's referred to as quasi-sequence species, where they have one consensus sequence, which is the one that gets reported, but they have lower levels of a variety of mutations that have the parental sequence with some differences. That may be what's going on here. I mean, it's conceivable that it was a coincidence that they were all collected on the same day. They were all elderly. One was 77-year-old male, which is the one with the E484K. One was a 79-year-old male, which is the one that was missing one of the deletions, and the third one was an 82-year-old female who had the normal constellation. The fact that all were collected the same day all were marked outbreak, and all declined to give the location. There were two other sequences that were released at the same time. They both gave the county that the two were in, and they were not related to this. One was a child, and one was a 49-year-old male. These three were together, all marked outbreak, all elderly. And I was unable to find any information on this outbreak. This would likely be the first outbreak in a healthcare facility of a variant in Oregon. They don't have that many variants sequences. I think there were three prior to this set of five that were just released last night. And these three elderly patients are the only ones that look to have originated in an outbreak. It's conceivable there will be more coming from the outbreak. These were collected February 6th. There is a lag between the time they are collected and they are sequenced, and then they are deposited. These are public sequences at GSAD, and represent the one represents the first example of B117 that has the E484K. And as I mentioned previously, these are becoming increasingly in common in the UK. They actually have several different versions of position 484. The most common, though, is the K, and that is the same mutation that's in the South African strain, which is B1351, or the Brazilian strain, which is P1. They both have the same mutation, which tends to produce vaccine resistance.